This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour, back in focus here on the DJV program. Stands for Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria. Jay's out this week. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The Black, what do they call Black History Month, is upon us. How did that get started? Anybody remember? Did it start after the death of Martin Luther King, or was it more recent than that? Anybody remember?
I don't know when it started.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
It was around. I mean, I know it's been around because, you know, I'm a young woman, but I remember studying Black History Month in school, so it's been around a little while.
Right. Okay. Anyway, the focus here as we get started, and I think, I don't think there should be a Black History Month. I think we ought to be focused on Black history and all of the real history of our country all the time. But it seems that isn't the case. So there are a lot of people who take this pretty seriously. And in the meantime, there were a couple, I think there were about a dozen Black colleges and universities yesterday closed or canceled their classes because of bomb threats.
They made some arrests, actually. Five different people were arrested for that. And I just did a quick little search about the timing of this. So, this surprises me, but Negro History Week started in 1926. That was the precursor to Black History Month.
Was it in February?
I don't know when the original date was. I believe probably it was in February. That was when historian Carter Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced, the second week of February to be what they called Negro History Week, and it coincided with Abraham Lincoln's birthday and Frederick Douglass's birthday. Lincoln on the 12th, Frederick Douglass on the 14th. They had an interesting friendship, the two of them, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Brian Kilmeade has a really good book out about it, if you get a chance, and you really want to know about, like, if you want an inspiring story about two completely different people working together for good, that's a great one. And then Black History Month, 1970 is when it started officially. It was first proposed by Black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February of 1969, and it took about a year for it to become officially Black History Month. So there you go.
So I'd be criticized.
Now, the United Kingdom did not start until 1987. They also celebrated
around the world, though. It's not.
Yeah, Canada started in 1995, and Ireland didn't start this celebrating until 2010.
So
well,
I'd be criticized
there, so.
For focusing on Don Cornelius, who was the late creator of Soul Train, one of the most popular syndicated television shows of all time. All of us, I think at one point in time, whether it was in our rearing as or as an adult, watched Soul Train, right? Didn't everybody watch Soul Train?
I didn't watch it, but I have seen it. I mean, it was on when I was pretty young. So
I know what it is, but I have not seen it.
So now he's joined the list, the long list of men who have been accused of being inappropriate with young women. There's a woman named P.J. Mastin who is interviewed in the A&E series about Playboy that says that Don Cornelius was inappropriate. And so what does that mean? His son responded to the allegations. Don Cornelius was one of those guys that was friendly. What's the right word? I don't know that that's the right choice. But, I happen to have known some people who knew him. But now this accusation of assaulting a couple of women, I don't know what really to believe anymore, honestly, because the Chris Noe thing
is hard to believe. Yeah, but why is it hard to believe that a guy who had that much power?
1972.
That's a conversation that unless you are a victim, that no one can answer that for a woman. And I know it's very easy to be on the outside. Oh, well, why'd you wait this long? Well, because a lot of people, not just women, but people bury trauma. They move on with their lives. They try to forget about it. It's for all different reasons. And now we're in an environment where we believe women, and it's a safer and hopefully more comfortable place to come forward and say, yeah, this happened to me, and I just had to suck it up and live with it, and that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just am thinking, did anybody ever accuse Hugh Hefner of that?
Well, yeah, Holly Madison.
That whole series is about now, which I think Don Cornelius it's much easier to believe that someone in 1972 might feel like they couldn't come forward with sexual assault allegations than it is with Holly Madison's claims. Holly Madison had every opportunity to leave the Playboy Mansion. Holly Madison, and this is why I respect Kendra Wilkinson a lot. She was the other one of the girls next door. She will not speak out about it because she knows that she chose to be there. And she had a love for Hugh Hefner that I think is a little different. I'm not trying to poo-poo Holly Madison's story, but it's not like she was a slave. She was there. She was given a TV show. She made a name for herself. The only reason we know Holly Madison's name is because she chose to be Hef's girlfriend. So I don't know. I think it's really, there's a fine line. I don't want to combine those two stories because I think it's very likely that someone would be afraid to come out with a sexual allegation in 1972 against Don Cornelius. But Hugh Hefner,
I don't mind being, if you tell me that I'm on the wrong side, I just find it, and maybe I'm just punch drunk a little bit from the Chris Noe thing because nobody's really, it's gone no place except accusations. And after, two, 3 months, there
I think
there's
going to have to be some lawsuits filed because Jen made a great point. Your friend Gloria Allred is representing one of the women.
Right.
And so she doesn't take on a case that isn't a real case.
Mm-hmm. So does it normally take this long?
Look at the Harvey Weinstein stuff. That took years, literal decades for all of that to come forward. And he's still facing more lawsuits and being shuffled around.
How long did it take Bill Cosby? How long did that take to surface?
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Decades.
Was it? Okay, so I'm on the wrong side of this. I don't mind being on the wrong side.
Well, because you're not a guy who's ever drugged a woman, so I think it's easy for someone, with Lewis, when we talk about some of this stuff, he's like, I just can't believe Chris Noth, that did that. Like, a lot of good guys don't believe that there are a lot of bad guys out there.
Well, and I also, in my gut, I agree with you. You're thinking it from a perspective, I think, if something bad happens to you, you say something so that the bad guy gets in trouble and the story goes away. Unfortunately, I think there are so many different things. There are women who come forward with allegations that aren't true. There are women that come forward with allegations that may be based in truth but are blown up to take somebody down. And then there are actual stories of abuse, and I think that's what adds to the length of time that you have to investigate through all of that. What's, I think, unfortunate is when it turns out to be like Kevin Spacey, when Kevin Spacey literally gets his name cleared and his career is kind of ruined after all of this. Chris Noth, if there is something, I think you're right, some real charges should come out of this soon because the guy has lost everything. He's lost his career. We don't know what the status of his marriage is. So you do want to see it happen quickly when someone is accused of this. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes time to build your case and to see if there's other women who have similar stories that can corroborate it. And, it plays out. But in your gut, I understand why you say that, Doug, because that's in a utopia would be how it would go, right? If something bad were to happen.
Yeah. Well, in my case, it was just my charm, my magnetic personality that won women over. Oh. I mean, it was
and that's where
how'd you win Gloria Allred over? I'm interested in that story.
Well, she and I are just friends. We liked each other's company. I find her very interesting. I haven't talked to her for a couple of years, but I think now that you mentioned, I think I will call her.
You want her number? I got it in my cell phone.
Yeah, okay. I had it someplace, but long gone. All right, let's talk about the president relaunching what was called the cancer moonshot. Remember that during the Obama administration? Now he's going to go back to it, something that is long overdue, frankly. Prevention, prevention, prevention. Not only with cancer, but the insurance companies don't pay for any preventative anythings. Like, wouldn't you think it would be more sensible to pay for your physical because that's preventative? So
right.
that they wouldn't have to pay a lot more money down the line to have
exactly.
you treated for heart disease, cancer, or whatever the hell else is wrong with you. And it makes no sense. Am I the only one? Are we the only ones that have any common sense here?
No, I mean, some insurance companies are now, like, we have Cigna, and they're now trying to incentivize people, like, if you don't smoke, or if you exercise more, or if you wear, mm-hmm. like, a, you know, for car insurance, if they want to put one of those little monitor things in your engine to make sure that you're not, you know, an erratic accelerator or breaker, well, a lot of the health insurance companies want to do the same thing and give you a Fitbit and then essentially monitor how you're doing, and some people who are in good shape and who already use a Fitbit like to connect that to Cigna or to their insurance company because you can get a lower rate if you're in good health, but it's also super invasive, so, you know, I understand some people feel like that's a good thing and other people feel like it's a bad thing. No one's putting a thing in my car to tell me that I'm, you know, speeding. Like, that's not happening.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So it's a it's a personal choice. It just depends on, you know, how people see it differently.
So, anyway, there has been...
But it is in... My point, though, is it's all in the name of preventative medicine.
Yeah, right. The folks who are described as cancer advocates say that without a substantial infusion of money, cancer efforts, like the stuff done at the National Cancer Institute, can be hampered. The taxpayer money spent on this, there are all kinds of 501c3s, organizations that raise money. Look at the Cancer for Children at St. Jude's. They're always on the air raising money for that. And some of the stories just break your heart. You look at those pictures of those kids, my God. It's like, they're also, this is where, I guess, clever promotion comes in. Maybe we should use it more to help people, but the ASPCA has now some spots running. I don't know if you've seen them or not, with these dogs that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not respond to the look on some of those dogs' faces?
I have to turn the channel sometimes.
Oh, my God.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it gets to the point of how abusive some people in some situations are, and you want to rescue them all. I went to the Southern California Bulldog Association has a kennel. Just before I got Daisy, so it would have been 3.5 years ago, Warren sent me over there, and I went in, and there were like 24 dogs. I wanted to take them all.
Yeah,
I was ready to put them all. Take them all. Some old bulldogs that nobody would want. My God, they were the most wonderful creatures you could possibly. You look at them, and they look back at you, and you want to. I cried. You can't help but crying. When you look at
the older ones, especially, have that look of like gratitude on their face.
Please.
Yeah.
18 after the hour. Yeah.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off today, but we still have lots of trending things, including Robert Kraft's reaction to Tom Brady's announcement and the fact that he wasn't first in line, apparently.
Or at all. He wasn't. Yeah. No one from the Patriots were mentioned at all in Brady's initial, you know, farewell. So... Right. But wasn't, like, I don't know, was it Belichick or was it Kraft who were the idiot behind the decision to let Brady leave?
Well, there was some bad blood between Brady and one of them, and I kind of thought it was Belichick, but I don't remember. But I
thought it was Kraft for some reason, but I don't know.
And maybe it was. I don't know.
No one knows,
I remember there was some bad blood, but he did thank the fans when he left Boston, when he left the Patriots, he thanked those fans. So that's why I feel like maybe he thought they were covered, or maybe he just thought saying fans didn't mean necessarily Tampa Bay, but it is odd. A lot of people have asked why he left them out intentionally.
Well, and then he added later on, yeah, thanks to, thank you Patriots and Patriot Nation, beyond grateful, love you all. That's
but
what he
who
added
was,
on. But.
Did Was it a money decision? Was it was the bad decision. That's pretty much, it looks, you know, like, they shouldn't have done what they did. New England fans don't like it at all. But was it, I guess you were both speculating, was it Belichick? Was it Kraft? I mean, Kraft has the ultimate say in whether you're going to pay somebody $30 million or not. But certainly his, I wonder, when you look at it, what the stats look like. How much less did they take in because Brady wasn't there for at least the first season after he left? The stadium's always full, but there's got to be other things that affect the bottom line. At any rate, Brady, what's the speculation? What's he going to do? He's not going to go into a booth and be an announcer. I don't think he wants to do that. No.
I don't think so. I mean, he likes hosting his radio show, and he's, you know, or co-hosting. He's got
But a guy who's
Larry
44 has got his half of his life ahead of him and then some. So what is a
guy like
this?
Well, he's got two different companies.
Business?
Yeah, he's got TV12. Yeah, he's got, and then there's another company that I didn't know he started as well. So I think he's going to be pretty busy, and I don't think we're not going to see him. I can't imagine he's not going to be the face of TV12. It's a, you know, fitness and nutrition company.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think we're still going to see him around. I don't think he's going to go into acting or anything like that, but he's good in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they'll still have him do that.
Speaking of acting, Tom Cruise has been to visit the folks at NASA, and apparently he's been talking to Victor Glover, one of the astronauts, about space flight. So what does that lead you to believe? Is he going to join the ranks
Well, he's making a movie.
Yeah, well, he's making the movie, too, but don't you think he's interested in going up? I would think he'd want to go up and get the real feel.
Well, he will. He is. That's part of the movie. He doesn't need to get on the penis rocket with Jeff Bezos. He's actually going to be up in space.
NASA.
And while they're filming. And so he's going to be at the space station. The one thing that is being speculated is, and maybe they'll do it for the movie, but there's speculation if he's going to do a spacewalk. And if he does, he would be the first non-trained astronaut to do a spacewalk. If anyone can do it, I feel like it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he sat on top of the world's tallest building in Dubai?
Yeah.
And just, like literally sat there? That was not CGI. That was actually him doing that.
That's spooky, man. Can you imagine? I couldn't.
No.
I like flying, but I don't like being on the top of a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of courage. Good for him. All right. Good luck in outer space. 28 after, we're here on the ground on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Wilderness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well,
I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
U.S. intelligence is reporting they have found evidence Russia was plotting a false flag attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Representative Brian Mass, the Republican from Florida on Newsmax last night, says Russia is inventing ways to justify a potential attack on Ukraine.
One part of what you're seeing in a rapidly escalating show of force by Russia, them coming up with ways to justify a potential attack on the Ukraine, a potential invasion of the Ukraine, to include going out there and moving false stories, whether to trick the Ukrainian people or trick the Russian people or the globe or anybody else. That's all part of their strategy in the preparation for war. Number one, just look at the space of this. You have communist regimes that fundamentally want to stand against democracies. We are the leader in democracy. China is the leader in communism right now. If they can find a partner in communism, then it makes sense for them to try to stand against the leaders of democracy. And in that, the number one organization that's meant to stand against the former strongest communist party, which was Russia and the Soviet Union, Putin is able to do this for China right now. Test the salt of NATO, which is meant to stand against Russia, by doing nothing more at this moment than moving his own military around his own country. And you're getting to see NATO partners, shake at the knees.
The Winter Olympics are underway in China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. The weekend was tough in Las Vegas. Those of you who may not have heard the story about the 9 people whose lives were ended and the dozens of people who are not only mourning but got hurt by this guy driving a Dodge Challenger down the main thoroughfare, Las Vegas Boulevard at 110 miles an hour.
Jeez. Down the strip?
Down the strip.
What an idiot.
Gary Dean Robinson behind the wheel of a Dodge Challenger muscle car. He ran the light, crashed into six vehicles, and he apparently was killed himself. He killed his passenger, and he ran head-on into a Toyota that had seven people in it. The passenger list included four children, age 5, 10, 13, and 15.
Jesus.
All killed instantly. And so when you get to, you know, the guy deserves to have died.
Was it a suicide mission?
Well, they're digging into his past. Apparently he had quite a criminal history in Las Vegas, in and out of court and jail, going back to 1998, six felonies, beating up a police officer, robbing a convenience store, that sort of stuff. For me anyway, someone who should not have been out of jail. He had a record, and over again, he was sentenced to either meaningless sentences, but he was a bad guy. And so the fact that he was out and he did this horrific thing, it seems purposeful. Whether he was on drugs or not remains to be seen, or at least they must know by now after doing an autopsy. But can you imagine? I mean, he'd gotten citations before for driving 100 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And so he just, the number of people apparently who are pulling this kind of a stunt in places like Las Vegas is increasing in a alarming rate. But what do you do? How do you instill in somebody the fact that you're not the most important thing in the world? I don't know. There's so many questions here that come about when you see something like this. It's so tragic. These people are dead for no good reason. None. Zero. And what about the family? You know, all the family. Never mind the people that get killed, but their families. What they must be going through is senseless, meaningless nonsense. Food for thought. Okay, here's some other food for thought. Yesterday on the American Family Farmer program, I interviewed a fellow named Del Fike, F-I-C-K-E. Go to his website, grazemaster.com, or Fike, F-I-C-K-E, cattle.com. The reason that I'm bringing this to your attention is because he started talking about something that I've been talking about for a long, long time. And what I like about it is his focus on the people that he serves. That is, the people who are buying his product, the people, this is an independently owned meat company, basically that's what it is. They're in Pleasantdale, Nebraska, near Lincoln. They have come up with, this guy and his family have come up with some amazing realities. That the rest of the farmers, you know, I do this program and we're on, I don't know, 100 and some odd stations with it, and the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which it basically focuses not just on the farm, but the families and the food that's being grown and how we can counter the huge agribusinesses that are putting farmers out of business and, as he puts it, are ruining the land. Our productivity in America has gone down dramatically in the last 10, 12 years because of the continuing focus on the things Monsanto creates. And the farmers say to me, that people get angry at me, well, you don't understand, it's good for business, it's good for yields, we can grow more and make more money. Yeah, that's good for today. And that's the problem. All these big corporations only think about today and 6 months down the road, and you guys are getting sucked into it and ruining your farm. The problem of depleting resources, there has been, Victoria helps with this program, and you've done a great job coming up with a focus on what is called regenerative agriculture, which really is common sense agriculture.
It's the old way.
Exactly.
It's the old way of doing it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Before I thought it was interesting that Del, Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting that Dell, one of the reasons I was intrigued to get him onto the show is he was featured in Farmer's Footprint, which is a great organization to read up on as well. But he said when you smell, he goes, there's a difference between smelling dirt and smelling soil.
Yep.
And I thought that was so interesting because I'd never thought about that before. And he said dirt smells like dirt and soil. You can smell, you know, whether it's like the minerals in it or, you know, all the things, the nutrients that, that we need for our crops. If you have bad soil, you're going to grow bad crops. You know, I mean, we're not eating healthy stuff. It's why you should always eat organic versus any other kind of, you know, conventionally
raised, organic, grown,
or, you know, produce, because you're just, it. And the other thing, think about it too, like, in nature, organic fruits and vegetables fight off, because they don't have pesticides on them, they fight off insects and bad weather and nutrient and soils that, you know, that have been depleted. You're getting so many more, you're getting more bang for your buck when you buy organic and eat organic, because you're getting more of that nutrient. You're just, regular fruit or vegetables that look pretty and have been sprayed, they don't really have to try that hard to survive. And if you think about it, it's all living things. It's really all connected.
Yeah. Well, I decided we listen to him. I hope you'll find this. This is Del Fike. Find this very interesting and compelling as he talks about what we are trying to do to unlearn the past when it comes, the recent past when it comes to agriculture.
We're trying to do a lot of unlearning. We have been taught by people that it wasn't something that I think they, you know, really had, you know, some agenda that they were trying to do this. We've all been taught, like my father was taught in a way that, you know, after World War II, there was a lot of things that they had for making weapons and all that. And so why in the heck not just throw it into the food system? I mean, it makes perfect sense to a guy like me. So, you know, we're fighting all those things that people in their time really thought it was the best way to feed the world. In a lot of ways, we did start to feed the world. We increased yields, you know, the quality. Farm and ranch life got better, but at a huge cost.
Yeah.
And so now we're in that unlearning stage, and we've got a lot of it to do. You know, it's something that, going back to the regenerative part, I didn't know that I was much of a regenerative person other than, you know, I talked about what I thought we had to do. And Farm Journal did a story about me, and it came out, it said, meet Del Fike, the apostle of regenerative agriculture. And I'm like, man, these guys are really scraping the bottom of the bucket to do a story about me.
Mm-hmm.
But that story opened up the eyes. That was in a mainstream agriculture magazine. And we had 200 plus emails that day and calls from all over the country. And it's just like, how can you help us get to that point where you guys are at? You know, I preach a lot about, we get the soil right, we change all society. We start to correct everything.
Yeah.
Families get better. Health gets better. Communities that are dwindling. And, you know, communities that when I was a kid in the early 70s were vibrant all across, not just Nebraska, all across the country. And, you know, I guess I, one of the things I want to see is some vibrancy or the rebirth of those. You know, we just have to go back. Nothing that I'm doing or people in regenerative agriculture or organic or anything is new. It's all been done. Cover crops were used in the early 1800s when the soil was depleted on the East Coast. You can read all kinds of stuff about, you know, it's all been done. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
You know, now's go time.
That's Del Fike from the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. And what he points out there, not to rehash it, you heard what he said. We are doing, as Victoria said, the same thing that was done before. And it was before World War II and more notably before Vietnam. Think about what he said. The chemical products that were used to defoliate and kill people became the roots of the thing. Monsanto developed those chemicals to kill the vegetation and to kill people. That's a Monsanto product. And so from there, after that, they used that same technology and some of the same chemicals to start killing weeds. That's what's in Roundup. And also, when you
and
that
in our
kills
food
the
that
soil,
we eat.
And it's now in the food that we eat.
Yep.
So, and these people have been getting away with this because of their influence, their power, the money. I mean, think about the parent company, Bayer, that was the creator of the gases that was used to kill the 6 million Jews in Auschwitz. That's the company that owns Monsanto. You think these are upstanding, wonderful people and a great company? Good God. And we're letting them go willy-nilly. Well, now people are wising up to it. But what's being done by the government, the bureaucrats and the elected politicians who are supposed to be taking care of us? Instead, they're taking care of Bayer and Monsanto and ChemChina and Dow and DuPont that are making all of these things that we used to kill people. Now they use the stuff to kill weeds, and you use it around your house in Roundup to kill the weeds in your flower bed and maybe your little garden. You got to be nuts to do this. And it's like I'm crying in the wilderness here, and I'm cast aside by the farm advertisers. When I went to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I was an outcast because I'm... Yeah, well, I was.
You part the crowd like Moses parted the sea?
Yeah.
Because you're not a big, like, agri guy, or why?
No, because I don't want to use, I preach, if that's what you want to call it, all
that's
the
what
time.
I mean. I,
tell
like,
the story about what, I mean, I'm, I can't stand John Deere and what they're doing. Yesterday, I think we talked here, I know we did on the Ag Show, about John Deere and what they have done, their influence in getting tractors built that you can't repair. So Biden, to his credit, and his people are trying to get this right to repair thing fixed the right way, but farmers are buying old tractors because they don't want this new junk. If you got a lot of money and you're running a big farm, you can go buy it. If you don't have to drive the tractor, you're buying it for somebody else. What do you care? But if you're a family farmer and you're trying to run a farm and your tractor breaks down because there's a chip that doesn't work in it, and you can't work on it because John Deere won't tell you or won't let you know how to fix it, so you have to hire their guys at $90 an hour, it's a big problem for farming. And it ends up being a big problem for all of us. So I'm happy. I was very happy to meet that guy. And I should probably bring some more of that stuff on this program as we have those conversations. 47 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Sleep Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to visit with us. His questions for Doug, well, they're not his questions, they're my questions, our questions, your questions that you can send along to us at our social media at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. Dr. Ken's an important part of all of the broadcasting that I do and has been for many years. Let's find out about what happens to our bodies when you inject fat cells. Apparently there are people who have plantar fasciitis. Where does that, maybe you should tell us what that is and where it works. Isn't that related to the foot?
Right. Heel pain is one of the most common reasons why people go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And the most common cause is this plantar fasciitis, as you were suggesting. And kind of exciting, published this week in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, is a new treatment idea for this where you take, unfortunately, most of us who have plantar fasciitis, because obesity doesn't help, have extra fat somewhere in the body, the love handles, the lower abs, on the legs. And what these clever plastic surgeons have done, they've taken fat cells from the areas of our body where there's just too much of it, and they've injected it after obviously anesthetizing the patient, and they've injected the fat into the heel, and they see remarkable improvement. And this looks like it may become an option. And I'm sure there's people listening, because this is such a common problem, plantar fasciitis. If you have not had a successful treatment, talk to your foot doctor or plastic surgeon about this up-and-coming procedure of injecting fat cells from your body into your heel.
But you can't do it yet, because I have, you know, I've had ankle issues for a long time, and I've seen various specialists, and I get homeopathic treatment and acupuncture and that kind of stuff. But this sounds like something. I wonder if I get a little extra fat here and there. Stick it.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. So remind, when I come to see you, if I haven't done it yet, let's take a closer
look at that. That's not a procedure that cardiologists do.
No, you're not going to do it. We can talk about it.
A podiatrist, a foot doctor, or a plastic surgeon?
Yeah, it sounds right. Remember that old song, The Witch Doctor? We change it to The Foot Doctor. Yeah, we'll get the lyric line changed on that. So let's stay with this for a second, because this is interesting. The post-pandemic boom on plastic surgery, not necessarily going to your ankle, but to other places in your body, whether it's your butt or your breasts or your forehead or wherever. There were 100 board-certified dermatologists who were surveyed. 56% reported an increase in people seeking cosmetic consultations, much more than was the case before the pandemic. It's called Zoom dysmorphia. Why would it be called Zoom dysmorphia? Why would it be called dysmorphia? What does that mean?
Well, people, have you been in a Zoom conference lately?
Oh yeah,
and,
okay.
Exactly, and you have a close up, and you have a close up of yourself and everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
And you see yourself, and you see yourself next to everybody else.
I like it.
And people may not have accurate observations of themselves and everybody else, and I think that's what they're referring to.
Do you know that Americans, I'm sure you know it, but does the average American know that in America, 16, almost $17 billion, $17 billion with a B, was spent on cosmetic procedures last year during the pandemic? Top five procedures focused on the face, the nose, eyelids, facelift itself, breasts, and your butt. There you go.
As much as we want to deny it, appearance is incredibly important to everybody.
So, and in tandem with that, Ken, Botox sales apparently have erupted as well, more with young patients than ever before. Younger people are getting Botox. What's the danger in that, if any?
The danger, well...
And having Botox injected into your... We only have a few seconds, but I'm just kind of curious if there is a danger in it.
Well, if you just have to do it carefully with the advice of a doctor, but, you know, you've seen some of these faces where they look paralyzed, they don't look
horrible.
Natural.
Yes. So Robert Redford, look at some of the actresses that have had it done. Yeah,
right.
Looks awful. $1 billion was spent last year on Botox alone. Unbelievable. Well, there it is. Some questions, answers, and observations from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We took five in a manner of speaking. Questions for Dr. Ken every week here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.